happiness.
然后我正在研读这个腓立比书，那我正想说啊，这是一个多么好的一个题目，可以来讲到这个快乐。
The book of Philippians is a book in which the Apostle Paul wrote while he was a prisoner in jail in Rome.
这个腓立比书是使徒保罗在监狱里头写信给腓立比的教会。
Now Paul wanted to preach to the Roman people, but I think his vision was maybe a mass rally like in a Colosseum.
这个保罗是本来是想要把这个信息传给罗马人，但是他这个扩大了他整个的范围。
But God had another plan.
但是神有另外一个计划。
And so the apostle Paul was taken and put in jail, and there guarded by every 4 hours,There would be 2 or 3 new guards that would come to watch over Paul.
神把保罗关到监狱里面去，然后这时候呢，有每办事情有2到4个的那个守卫来看着他。
He had an opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ to each one.
他有一个很好的机会分享基督的故事给那些守卫。
The Bible doesn't tell us how many became believers, but we have to believe that many gave their life to Christ.
圣经上并没有说明有多少个人因了禁止而信主，但是我们相信有很多。
The book of Philippians is also one of the most joyful books that the Apostle Paul has written.
腓立比书也是一本是也是一卷保罗使徒写的一个快乐的一个书信。
In the 4 chapters, there is mentioned joy or rejoicing or happiness 17 times.
这本书里面呢写着这个喜乐、快乐，一共有17次。
The book of Philippians is also a thank you note.
腓立比书也尤其是一个感恩的事情。
There is a woman in the Philippian church by the name of Lydia.
这里面在腓立比教会里面有一个姊妹叫做弗利利比亚。
If you go over to the book of Acts, you will read about Lydia was a businesswoman.
如果你读了这个腓立比书，你要知道这个 Lydia 是一个生意的做生意的一个妇女。
When Paul was in Philippi starting the church there, Lydia invited he and those who were helping to start the church to come to her home.
当这个保罗在成立这个在腓立比成立教会的时候，这个莉莉亚就是邀请他到他家来，然后来资助他。
The Bible tells us that Lydia and her whole family received Jesus.
这个圣经上写的，这个莉莉亚跟她的整个的家庭因此接受了主。
And Paul had the privilege of baptizing them.
保罗那个然后帮他们受了洗。
Lydia also was one who gave to him to help him with his expenses and personal needs.
这个 Lydia 而且提供资助了保罗他所有当时的生活的支费跟传教里面的开销。
Paul had a difficult time while he was in Philippi.
保罗当时有一些很艰难的时间在这个腓立比。
But she was a faithful follower of Jesus and gave great support to him.
但是莉莉亚她有很强的信心，而且给保罗一个很大的协助。
Before we look at some of the truths about happiness from the verses that you read, let me mention a few practical things to help us with that as well.
让我们现在来读这个有关于快乐的事情，在腓立比书上面。但我现在我来给大家一个几个实例。
I've entitled them laws of happiness.
我讲到很多的快乐。
Don't look for happiness, create it.
那些对于这个快乐的制造者。
Actually, each day you can begin with the proper way of preparing yourself and deciding whether you're going to be happy or sad.
其实每一天你都可以让自己准备，你是这一天里面你要过得快乐还是过得不快乐。
When I got up this morning, I had a choice.Either I was going to determine that it was going to be a bad day or a very good day.
每一天我起来的时候，我都让自己都让自己决定了今天我要过得很快乐，还是过得非常的不快乐。
Each of you had the same opportunity to make that choice.
每一个人每一天都有这样的权利去做这样的选择。
So one of the practical things in creating happy, in being happy is to create happiness and determine in your mind and heart.
所以呢，决定快乐是在你每一天你心里面一早起来就决定你自己决定你是要过得快乐还是不快乐。
Next, happiness is not a goal.
但是快乐不是一个目的。
It is a result of thanksing, giving thanks and acting.
它是一个给予的一个结果。
Another habit of happiness is created by being happy.
另外一个快乐的情况是给别人快乐。
We shape our habits by the way it shapes us.
我们的行为来塑造成我们自己是否快乐。
Another important truth for us in a practical way is that happiness cannot be based on happenings.
另外一个很重要的一个就是快乐并不是完全在于你是如何去做的。
If you were to go to an amusement park tonight, and you came away and said, that was one of the best nights that I've had, I am really happy.
如果你去个游乐园今天晚上，然后你当你离开的时候，你就回头说，啊，这个游乐园是我最快乐的一个地方。
If that's what you base your happiness on, I want to suggest to you, it won't last very long.
如果你的快乐是根据于这个游乐的话，我建议你这个快乐不会持续很久。
That type of happiness is temporary.
这样的快乐只是一个非常短暂。
Let me just mention one other thing. Happy habits are addicting just as bad habits are.
让我再讲一个其他的事情，很多的快乐是在固定在一个不是很好的一个事情上面。
Now looking at that from a practical standpoint, let me mention what we discover from what Apostle Paul wrote.
让我们来看一下实例，从这个保罗写给腓立比的书信里面。
I want to encourage you to read the verses that we read this morning here every day this week.
我鼓励大家每天在这个接下来礼拜里面读我们今天所读的这个章节，腓立比书第一章一到十一节。
If you read those verses over and over again and think about the thoughts that I will share with you on what Paul wrote, I believe they will impact your life.
我相信呢，如果你是照着这样的做，然后你是读这些章节，然后知道保罗写给腓立比书的这些人的意义的话，我相信会改变你很多。
The Apostle Paul says in these verses, here is the first point.
保罗写的书信里面的第一点是
Be grateful for the people in your life.
感恩对于这个在你生命中的任何一个人。
Paul is talking about gratitude.
保罗是讲到感恩。
He says, every time I think of you, I think of you and I thank my God.
保罗写到每次我想到你们我就对神非常的感谢他们。
It is important for us to be reminded about that simple truth, to be grateful for the people that are in our life.
这是一个很简单的道理，我们让提醒我们要对我们生命中的每一个人怀着感恩的心。
I am grateful for you, even though I only come to visit you once a month.
我对各位都非常的感谢，虽然我只是每一个月来一次。
I pray for you on a regular basis.
我替大家每固定的时间做祷告。
And I know that you pray for me.
我知道大家也为我做祷告。
So if I want to be happy, I need to be grateful for the people that God puts in my life.
所以我想要快乐，我就必须要对将神将这些人带到我生命中的人感谢。
The second thing that we discover from these verses that the Apostle Paul says is simply this.
第二个重点是
Pray with joy for the people in your life.
快乐的祷告，那些在你生命中的过程。
Now let me ask a question, and you don't have to raise your hand or answer.
那我现在问一个问题，但是你不需要举手或者是回答。
Are there any people in your life that irritate you?
就是任何一个人在你的生命当中，take you.
Are there any people in your life that you just don't get along with?
有一个人在你生命中，就是你没有办法跟他相处。
The Apostle Paul says that as believers, we're to pray with joy for the people in our life.
保罗写到说，我们就是要为这些人来献上祷告。
No matter what the circumstances or situation, our desire and our attitude ought to be to pray for them in love.
不管在任何的情况之下，我们都要坚持为这些在你生命中的人，管你喜欢不喜欢，为他们献上祷告。
Let me give you a little happiness habit.
让我来给你一些作为快乐的习惯。
The quickest way to change a bad relationship to good.
很快的改变你跟别人的一些关系。
Is to start praying for those who irritate you.
就是开始来为他们献上祷告。
The Apostle Paul says in this passage how we are to pray.
在保罗在这一个章节里面写到我们如何祷告。
We are to pray that we grow in love.
我们为这些人的祷告在爱中里面成长。
We are to pray that we will make wise choices.
我们祷告我们能够做一个智慧的选择。
We are to pray that we will live in integrity.
我们祷告我们能够很有诚信。
And we are to pray that we become like Jesus.
And 我们祷告我们能够像耶稣。
Now how does that happen?
这些如何发生呢?
The Bible says that we become like Jesus when we practice the fruit of the Spirit.
在圣经上写到的，我们当我们这样子执行，依照这个圣经上的话执行的时候，我们就越来越像耶稣。
The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience.
这个圣洁的果子就是仁爱。
Kindness, goodness.
Kindness. 仁慈，良善，仁慈。
Faithfulness, gentleness.
有信心，有温柔。
And self-control.
And 自我控制。
This is how we are to pray, and this is how we become like Jesus.
这是我们的祷告，也是我们如何来。越来越像耶稣。
The other thing that I discover from the passage of scripture that we have just read is simply this: expect the best from the people in my life.
另外一个我们从这个章节里面所学习到的就是我们我们对于我们在我们生命中里面的人能够更好的预期。
The Apostle Paul was a pro at this.
这个保罗是这样子说的。
He believed in people and he gave them confidence.
他相信人，而且对这些人有信心。
He gave people vision and he gave them vision and painted a picture of the future.
他对这些人给予他们一个远景，然后呢对他们有一个期盼。
He was patient with people's progress.
他对这些人的进程有很有的耐心。
He didn't think how much they needed to do, but what they were doing.
他不在乎他们是怎么做，而是他在乎他们如何。
So let me give you another happiness hint.
那现在我再给大家另外一个这个快乐习惯的一个。
Celebrate how far people have come.
庆祝这些来到你身边的。
Rather than judging how far they have to go.
不是说来论断他们能够走多远。
The last thing that I find from these verses is very clear.
最后我从这个章节里面有另外一个发现来分享给大家。
Love people in my life like Jesus loved people.
爱这个身边的人就像这个耶稣爱你。
Again and again, we are seeing in Scripture that we're to love one another.
一再的从这我们看到从章节里面知道我们要彼此相爱。
Let me just say to you very clearly and simply.
让我来很清楚和简单的来告诉大家。
I said a moment ago that I thank God for you and that you're in my life.
我当时刚刚在说呢，我非常感谢你们在我的生命当中。
Let me say it again. I'm grateful for you.
我也再重复一次，我对此非常感恩。
I pray for you with joy.
我为大家祷告，充满着快乐。
I believe in you and I have confidence in you.
我相信各位，而且我也很有信心。
And I believe that you're doing your best to honor God.
我相信大家都在做最大的努力来赞颂我们的主。
What a testimony that is as you live for Him and serve Him.
这是一个多大的见证，我们与他同行，与他同工。
So let me close with a few questions for you this morning.
让我现在来结论，用几个问题。
Who do you need to be more grateful for?
谁你是必须要对他有感谢之心？
Are you praying for joy for those in your life?
你在祷告的时候是否充满了感谢？
Are you patient with the progress of those in your life?
你是对那些在你生命中人所的生命的进展中，你是不是有很有耐心
？And who do you need to start loving, from your heart rather than from your head?
哪些人是你必须要爱他们，从你的心里，而不是从你的头脑
？God help us to fulfill those things that He wants from us.
神帮助我们来。完成这些以上这些事情。
Amen.
Amen.